Have you ever done something kind for someone and they tried to brag on you and you felt this little pull inside, I don't want this to be about me? There's a reason for that. Deep down, you know your life is supposed to point higher than your own name. What if the real goal of your good works isn't people thinking, wow, what a great Christian, but people saying, wow, what a great God?
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life, right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Ventress.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. This is Keith, and I just want to say thank you for spending a few minutes of your day here with me. We've been in a powerful series on Matthew 5, 13 through 16, talking about what it means to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, staying salty, bringing flavor, shining as light, and not hiding under a basket. Today, we're closing out this series with an episode called Let Them See and Glorify. And we're going to look at the ultimate purpose of your life as salt and light, that people would see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's read Jesus' words in Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus connects three things right here: your light, your visible good deeds, and the end result, people giving glory, not to you, but to your Father in heaven. So this isn't about hiding your faith, and it's not about showing off your faith. It's about living in such a way that when people see your life, their eyes are eventually drawn past you up to God Himself. Sometimes Christians get nervous about the phrase good works. We know that we're saved by grace through faith, not by works. So we think, I don't want to focus on what I do. But Scripture is very clear. While your works don't save you, you were saved for good works that God prepared in advance for you to walk in. Jesus assumes His followers will live lives that visibly reflect His character. Lives of kindness, generosity, honesty, purity, courage, and love. Those visible choices are what He's talking about when He says that they may see your good deeds. Think of it like this: God's grace is the root, and good works are the fruit. You don't hang plastic fruit on a dead tree and call it alive. But when the tree is alive, fruit naturally shows up. In the same way, when Christ is really living in you, His life will show up in what you do, how you treat people, how you forgive, how you give, how you endure suffering, how you repent when you're wrong. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, let your light shine so people will think you're awesome. He says that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. That means there's a danger on the other side of hiding your light, and that danger is using your light to promote yourself. We live in a world that loves platforms, followers, and personal brands. Even in the church world, it can be tempting to do the right things for the wrong reasons, to serve, give, or speak in ways that make us look good. But when your heart is right, your good works become windows, not mirrors. A mirror reflects back to you, look what I did. But a window lets people see through you, look who God is. So how do you know if you're shining like a window or like a mirror? You got to ask yourself, when people compliment me, do I hold on to it or gently redirect the glory to God? Do I still do good when no one is watching, when there are no cameras, no post, and no applause? Am I willing to serve in ways that nobody will ever know about except God? Shining for God's glory isn't about never getting noticed. It's about what people ultimately notice when they really see your life. What does it actually look like for someone to glorify your Father in heaven because of your life? Sometimes it's very direct. Someone watches how you suffer with hope, how you refuse to retaliate, how you keep forgiving, and they say, "How are you doing this?" And you get to say, "It's not me. It's Jesus holding me together." Sometimes it's slow and quiet. A coworker watches you for years. How you respond to stress, how you refuse to cut corners, how you stay kind when others aren't. One day when their life falls apart, you're the only one they come to and say, "I don't know what you have, but I need help. Will you pray for me?" That's your light plus your good works leading them toward your Father. Sometimes you may never see the full impact here on earth. You just keep showing up, doing the next right thing by God's grace, and trusting that He is weaving your ordinary obedience into someone else's eternity. Your life as salt and light is not about making your name famous. It's about making God's goodness visible so that when people look at you, they end up worshiping Him. If you feel small, unnoticed, or unimportant, remember this: God can take one simple act of obedience from you and use it as a turning point in someone else's story with Him. You may think, "I'm just a mom, I'm just a student, I'm just an employee," but Jesus calls you the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That's not small language. Your challenge for today, and really for this whole week, is this: ask God to give you one opportunity to do a good work that clearly points to Him. Not a performance, not a show, but a genuine, Spirit-led act of obedience. It could be generously blessing someone in need, in Jesus' name, reconciling with someone you've been distant from, volunteering your time to serve where there's no credit for you, or sharing the gospel when the door opens. Before you step into your day, pray this: "Father, let my light shine before others today so that when they see anything good in me, they end up glorifying you, not me." Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have called us the salt and light in this world. Thank you that in your kindness, you invite us to be part of what you're doing in the lives of others. We confess that sometimes we've either hidden our light or tried to use it to draw attention to ourselves. Today, we ask you to purify our motives and align our hearts with yours. Help us to live in such a way that people see our good works and glorify you in heaven. Open doors for us to serve, to love, to give, and to speak in ways that clearly point to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for walking through this Salt and Light series with me here on the Can I Get a Witness podcast. If these episodes have encouraged you, please consider sharing them with someone who needs a reminder that their life matters in God's story. Until next time, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Keith Fintress Ministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.